from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who loves making this show so much it makes me want to sing, but I won't because it's my job not to, because I'm trying to, you know, to be, people say, Scoots, when you sing, it throws me off. So I say, don't worry, I'm here to sing. I'm singing in my heart, believe me. Holy cow, can you feel it too? Oh boy. I'm singing and I'm kissing my shoulders because it's time. And you, if you're new, you may say, what in the hey? And what did he just say, hey, three times? Or was that a, and I say, yep, you're in the right place. It's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. Hey, before we get to the story here, everybody, I just wanted to take a second to pause. I know this is not an easy time for anybody. So if you need some extra help right now, there's links to organizations in the show notes. But it's also important for me, as I've said in the past, as I create a safe place for everyone, to remind you to take a second to say that Black Lives Matter. And right now, we all need to be empowered to take actions to support that fact. So you'll hear me talk about it in the Sleepy Supporter Zone, but use the links in the show notes to support Jacob Blake and Jacob Blake's family, either via the GoFundMe that his mother started, or support the Milwaukee Freedom Fund for the people letting their voices be heard, that this isn't okay. This is our community and our world, and I really want to encourage you because things have to change, right? So please take those steps. And here's a couple of ways I'm able to bring this podcast to Choice Week. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and I actually need you to listen to this message. If you're a regular listener, Sleep With Me. If you're new, don't worry about it. But we've got some big decisions with the show on the horizon, so I really, really need your help. If you are a regular listener, Sleep With Me, and it has changed how you sleep, you rely on the show, you like the show, it does something for you, or you feel good about the podcast, you like it, or you count on it, I really got to ask you to take action. So if Sleep With Me means something to you or you like it, if you can afford to support the show directly or you're willing to consider up giving up one takeout lunch a month to support Sleep With Me, try out a trial of Sleep With Me Plus and test out Sleep With Me Plus over the 7-day trial and just see what you think. But I think you'll find you'll be blown away because there's so many different ways to listen to Sleep With Me and stuff like that. So if you think you can afford to support the show, please do that at Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And if it doesn't make a difference to you, like it's like I can move on to something else if you stop making the show, or you decide to put out way less episodes, or you change what you're doing, I totally am fine with that. That's fine. But if Sleep With Me really does make a difference for you, I mean, I love making the show. I don't like being direct because I usually get way more not nice emails when I'm direct about stuff. But I don't want to put out a message like 3 months from now and be like, you know what, we're changing things up and we've made some hard decisions. I want you to be a part of this decision-making process because it's really like the other time Sleep With Me's been in this place. It's just taken being direct and saying, hey, if you care about the show, I need you to think about doing something about it. So think about it. It'll be cool. Like I trust that there's enough of you out there that get so much out of the show because I've heard from you before. So yeah, check out sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus or take one of those other actions. And what do you say we get on with the show? Hey, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, the one part of the podcast I need you to hear. It's where I pop my peas, if you please, because it's how I bring you the show with ease. And that's the listeners who supported the sponsors. Let them know about it. Let me know about it. And I want to thank Claire, because Claire got a Helix mattress, a brand new Helix mattress, and then did an Instagram story of it getting set up with, what do you call that, time-lapse photography. And it was amazing. And Helix has been supporting the show for the entire year, all of 2020. And you know what 2020 has been like. And Helix has been there with the podcast. And you deserve a new mattress, like I talk about in the spots for Helix. So please check them out. And when you do, when you take the quiz, let me know what mattress you got paired with. Did you get the Lux Dusk or did you like Midnight? Which one? Support Helix. Let me know about it. Let them know about it so I can thank you like I did Claire here on the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Now, the second part of Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need for a couple different things. And right now, this is pretty important. If you need extra help right now, you're having a tough time, there are links to organizations that can help, right now, that you could reach out to. So I want you to use those links and take those steps, and I want to empower you to do that. But this goes into also what I support, too, and that's the Black members of our community. We really need to change. So just take a breath and try to find a place where you could lead with compassion and kindness and care. And for me right now, that means supporting Jacob Blake and everyone letting their voices be heard. And so I'm going to have links to Jacob Blake's official GoFundMe and to the Milwaukee Freedom Fund in the show notes. Those are two organizations I'm supporting right now, and you should think about supporting it. And otherwise, use the links in the show notes. You know, just take the first steps of making our world and our society a better place. I just want to encourage you to do something right now. I want to empower you. And that is the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone, which is now over. Oh, Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out on the show. Who are they?
Posty poster song.
Sounds like a near fall.
Wrote the theme song.
And edits episodes too.
Carl W. the legend.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story and
personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud that we could dance. Raising money for the Water Wheel Foundation, and Scooter might get a perm.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. Remember to subscribe to the podcast in your podcast app of choice. That way you get it automatically. I know some people just do, or follow it. Whatever your app allows. Doesn't cost anything, and it just means you might get your notifications. And then you could share also out of your podcast app if you want to let people know about the podcast. When you're listening to it, share. Spotify lets you share right into your Instagram stories, which is cool. Thanks so much. Let's get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it the bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in time or temperature or routine, schedule, whatever it is. So it could be things on your mind you're thinking about from the past, present, or future. You know, those things that just pop in your head at inconvenient times. How about this? I just thought of this, because you know what pop and lock is? Like, that's a style. I don't know if it's a dance move or a dance style. Because you could use, it can't just be, it's more than just a move, because you can, it's a, I almost had the right word, which I'm sure it's a very simple technique. I think it's a technique. But you say, well, what if, you say, what's pop and lock? And I say, well, I say, it's not the robot. You know it when you see it. But what I was really going to say is, thoughts just pop in your head. This is another technique. Take a technique and build a technique with it. Because sometimes when I'm trying to go to bed, thoughts just pop in my head. And I was just thinking, what if we made those thoughts pop and lock, or do any sort of dance moves you find entertaining, but difficult to do on your own? like a pop and lock, break dance. It could be anything. But so you picture that in your mind. You say, oh boy, spilling milk on yourself when you had a suit on or something. You say, okay, that's not a memory I need to think about. I'm going to bed. But you say, okay, well, if the part of my brain, the representative image of that, the person, not the part, not the memory, you could picture yourself doing that. It'd be pretty cool. There's another technique we just found. If you do spill something on yourself, just start to dance right after it. Like in a way you say, well, I just spilled something. That's what I do when I spill something on myself. I dance. It's a dance of acceptance of my imperfection. Being imperfect makes me want to dance. Some part of my brain said, so do you dance all of the time? And I'd say, well, I'd strive to, like, honestly, within me. But I was going to say, what if the part of me that popped that memory into my brain, not necessarily the memory of me spilling milk on myself when I'm wearing a suit. Actually, the last time, I'll get back to it, but the last time I was in a suit, I was at a family function, and then after the family function, this is about 18 months, I don't know, it was 2019. After the family function, and I'm pretty sure this is what happened. There's a buffet, you know, with baked ziti was one of the things in the buffet. And I didn't notice this till it was really embarrassing. So at some point, one of three things happened. While I was eating some baked ziti, it dropped into my lap. And then maybe I ground it into my lap area, if you know what I'm saying. It was still clearly baked ziti. So that's one of the things that could happen. But I don't think that happened because I don't eat. If there's a buffet with baked ziti, I don't think I would eat enough. Like, I'm usually not eating a lot of baked ziti. If you're new, don't worry. I'll get back to you. This is an early tangent. You're in for a treat. So I don't think that happened. So the other two things that could happen is, one, I walked, just like Icarus, some reason my lower extremities like bumped up against some ziti, and they say, if you can't laugh at that, what can you laugh at? So that's the other possibility. But the third thing is what I think really happened is I gave a hug. I knew one of the people that was running the buffet. And so I gave her a hug. I said, holy cow, can you take a break? And so maybe there was ziti on their apron. And it got onto my lap area. Now, after that, which even if it was a hug, it was when I was getting ready to leave, but not when I left. So I probably still saw 12 to 20 members of my family and said goodbye to them with a groin full of ziti. Also, that'll be a book or an album I'll put out one day. I don't know, a lap full ziti, you're right. Let's just go, let's leave it subtextual. You're right. They're just two different, yeah, you're right, a lap full ziti. I think David Sedaris already wrote that. That was so that's probably not, that's probably how I got to do a groin full ziti. And then we had to go, so we left this buffet. Then we had to go, we went to a Walgreens to pick something up. Then we went to an Aldi, an Aldi's or Aldi's, so however you say that, to pick something up. We went from buffet, and then we still had to go again for a coffee, and we had to bring something to the coffee. So we went to Aldi's to get that. And at some point when I was in the Aldi's, either my brother said it to me or I noticed that I had a groin or a lap full of ziti. Covered, not just is that ziti or is that, it was there was pieces of ziti and ricotta. It didn't look embarrassing. It looked like I still had, it was there was some sort of, what's that called? Magnet. I had ziti magnetism. It gets even better. I guess you say, oh boy, you got a magnetic thing going there with your ziti. So if I would have noticed that, at the time I just said, oh, well, that kind of stinks because I only wear a suit once every 3 years. And I wasn't planning on cleaning the suit for until 3 years from now. So now I have to figure, and now that I just realized that my suit is still in my closet with the ZD on it. And so what was that? What was my point there? We got to get that suit cleaned. Because it's the only suit I own, too. Wonder how 18 months of ZD will do in there if it's really ground in. I don't know if I'll be able to shout it out. Oh, my point was, though, what if I had pop and locked right there in Aldi's? So just started dancing or doing jazz hands, whatever it is. Dancing knees or, you know, hip, you know, Shakira, doing the Shakira hip thing. Or something, some pop culture reference that people actually would recognize, which would take that dance move, I'd say. I don't even know, because people don't do, like, even the dances I'm kind of aware, like, some TikTok dance. Oh, yeah, that TikTok dance where you put your hand above your head while you drop your knees to your ankles so your butt touches your heels. I'd like to be good at, I should have done that one. That's at the end of one of those TikToks from 2019. So my point is, hey, let me hear whatever's keeping you awake, thoughts, feelings to physical sensations, changes in time or temperature, any of those things. I'm here to take your mind off of that. I think maybe that tangent may have, holy tangential. And the way I'm going to do it is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, and superfluous tangents, which we went from a pointless meander to a superfluous tangent. Just then, I'm going to go off topic, clearly, all to take your mind off stuff while you fall asleep. Now, if you're new, a couple things to know. And it's a little late. I'll agree with you there. One, this podcast does not work for everybody, and it's not everybody's cup of tea. But for the people it works for, it takes two or three tries. So one thing to know is give it two or three tries. The other thing is that this is a podcast you don't really listen to. It's a podcast you're barely present for, and you don't have to give it very much attention. So you say, okay, well, I wasn't even aware, like ideally say, I don't even know what Scoots was talking about. Something about, he was baking ZD, or he invented a dance called the baked ZD. But it was really just that, I think, or maybe he said if he could invent a dance, he wouldn't invent a dance called the baked ZD, because he said, well, I don't know. And then he said, maybe I would, he goes, I don't think I would do a dance just called the ZD. He said, but maybe the ZD, he could do a dance where you're doing a Z and then a D. And so I don't know. That would be what you'd remember about this podcast in the morning if you're a regular listener. Now, if you're new, just kind of consume that podcast. Like, see if you could have a looser hold on this podcast. Just barely pay attention to me. So that's one thing to know. The second thing to know is that... What is the second thing? This is a podcast. It's not really here to put you to sleep either. I'm here to keep you company as you drift off. And I have give you plenty of time to drift off. The reason the shows are about an hour is so you could drift off at your leisure. There's no pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here for about an hour. And if you can't sleep, I'll be here to the very end. I'll be here telling you a bedtime story, whether you're awake or asleep. So it's a podcast you don't need to listen to, doesn't really put you to sleep, just keeps you company. Ideally, I become your boar bae, your boar friend, your boar sib, your boar bestie, your boar cuz. So those are things you need to know. The other thing is, for new listeners, is the structure of the show can throw people off. Show starts off with a greeting. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends beyond the binary. So you know you're seen and welcome here. That's how I just start to invite you into the safe place that I'm trying in an imperfect way to create. Then there's business. That's how we're able to bring you a podcast twice a week on a regular basis, is the sponsors and the people that support the sponsors. And that's like a few minutes. Then there's an intro. The intro is around 12 to 20 minutes long, and it's me rambling, going off topic, as you saw. with two goals. One, to put, well, a couple goals. One, to introduce new people to the podcast and give you a general idea of what to expect, which is nonsense and tangents. Two is to put you to sleep, really, or to try to help you unwind if you become a regular listener. Because regular listeners, is like 2% of regular listeners skip ahead to 20 minutes and start the show there. So everyone else starts the show and listens kind of through, but people listen through in a different way. Some people start playing it before they get into bed as they start to unwind or lightly read or doodle or do any yarn or what is that other stuff called? Thread-based activities, maybe some, you know, maybe you're modeling clay, maybe you're modeling clay like I am. Maybe that's my TikTok outfit. I say, oh boy, I'm modeling clay. I'm wearing it as a, you know, clay-based outfit. I think if I was going to, I don't know if terracotta is actually a clay, but that seems very breathable. So that would probably be the one I'd be most interested in if I have a choice. But I guess maybe some softer clay on the inside. Though, of course, I'll have a lap full of ricotta, so that helps too. So the intro, so some listeners fall asleep during the intro, but a lot of listeners are either getting ready for bed or they're getting in bed, and I'm easing you into bedtime. So for the regular listener, what up, regular listeners? You're not regular to me, believe me, you're super special. So I get to come up with another term for that, but you listen on a regular basis. That's what I meant. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you a regular listener. You know what I meant. My boar bays, my boar cousins, my boar sibs, my boar besties, my boar bris. Those of you that dance the ZD and the ZD with me. So you know what I was talking about. I don't. But so it eases everybody into bedtime, takes your mind off of stuff. So you could kind of fall asleep and get some distance from the day. So that's what the intro does. And some new listeners say, why does it go on and on and on? Or why don't you get to the point? Or are you just talking about business or something? I say, no, I'm talking about something, but with a whole lot of nothing. And using ZD as a metaphor, you say, okay, I mean, ZD is the thick round ones, right? Maybe penne, like a ZD is like a giant penne. Is that, am I on the right track? And some of the, if you baked ZD, is it like a tomato sauce with ricotta cheese? I mean, maybe I'm wrong. And some people could say, like, if you came from a place where you say, like, if you were paying for the buffet and you weren't familiar with ZD, and let's just say you were paying, instead of paying, like you say, well, a dish is each $20, and you weren't paying by pound. You say, well, at our buffet, we do charge by the cubic foot. And you say, well, I don't want ZD because it's a whole lot of nothing. And you say, well, no, it's not. It's ricotta, it's pasta, it's tomato sauce. So very popular because it fits a lot of different eating types, and we use a non-dairy ricotta here. You know, gluten-free pasta. So, you see, but it's like, if I'm paying by the cubic foot, I want something denser. Can you crush the ZD down? You see, aren't you in the middle of an intro for a sleep podcast? I say, you're right. Thank you. Thanks. You're worth your weight in cubic feet, if you don't mind me saying. Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about? That's great. Anyway, just leave the ZD. I'll have one crushed and one non-crushed ZD, please. Oh, you put it in my lap. Thank you so much. Oh, sorry, that was a part of my brain. So just see how it goes. See how the intro goes. The other things you need to know is I make this show because I've been there and I know how it feels, tossing and turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep. So I just want to help you get a good night's sleep because you deserve a good night's sleep. The world and your world and our world will be a better place if you get the sleep you need. So that's why I make the show, is so you can get some rest. And now the podcast does not work for everybody. So just kind of see how it goes. It's free to listen to, so give it a couple tries and see how it goes. And I hope it helps you. I really appreciate you coming by and checking this podcast out. I work very hard. Oh, what else? The structure of the show. Sorry. After the intro is business, some part of my brain just told me, then it'll be our ongoing episodically modular series, Odder Things, and then some thank yous at the end. So that's why I wanted to just tell you that. So thank you so much for checking the show out. I work very hard. I yearn and I strive. I really want to help you fall asleep. And thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we're able to bring you this podcast twice a week. All right, buddy, this is Scoots here. If you're new, you don't have to listen to this or worry about it. But if you're a regular listener, maybe you had the same experience I had when I tried to make the show, which was like, how come there's not something out there that sees how I'm feeling in the deep, dark night? And so I decided to make Sleep With Me because I said, is anybody else feeling this loneliness, this inability to turn off, that needs a distraction and a friend, that needs a podcast that puts you to sleep? And so I made Sleep With Me. And the reason we asked for support for the show, whether it's supporting the sponsors or supporting the show directly on Sleep With Me Plus, is because over 120 hours per week of work goes into the show right now. And in the past, I did as much of that as I could myself, and that was never sustainable, right? So if you do count on it, supporting it, just make sure it'll be there for you. So your action, kind of, you know, make sure Sleep With Me will be there for you, but a lot of other people too. Kind of cool bonus. And if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, you get everything organized in the way you want to listen. You get story-only episodes. At certain tiers, you get all intro episodes. You get all-night, extra-long compilations. You get bonus shows and exclusives that might not fit in this main feed, and you get ad-free full episodes, of course. But you also get that peace of mind and that joy of participating in something. I don't know, you say, wow, I'm glad this is in the world because I needed it. So if any of that appeals to you, think about supporting the show at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. But thanks, and those of you that are hearing this have supported the show in the past, thanks a lot, because the show's here because of you. And this isn't, I know not everybody's in a position to support the show, so I totally understand that too, and that's a great thing again for the people that do. There's people that would love to support the show but they can't, or there's people that would love to support the show but they're just kind of stuck or whatever. So your support supports the show for them too, so thank you so much. All right, hey everybody, Scoots, I'm going to turn things right over to Emma Otter, and this archived audio I was able to get. Hey, everybody, this is Emma Otter here. I'm here to tell you a tale, and I want you to know right up front that all will be well. So if you're thinking or wondering about that, I just want you to know that right up front. But this is a tale about a place where I live, a town in a swamp. And if you've never heard any of this story before, don't worry. I'm going to tell you everything you need to know right now to get you caught up and in the right place, because you are in the right place right now. And you're in the right pause with my pause here. And I'll have extra pauses here as Emma Otter. So I'm Emma Otter. I'm an otter, and I live in a place, a swamp, and a part of a greater swamp area. And I'm a member of a family. I live with my mother, my father, my youngest sibling, and then my older brother, Tefe. And my brother, Tefe, my parents and my youngest sibling really aren't super important, you know, just like, I mean, they're important, but not in this story that I'm telling you. My brother, Tefe, does play a role. And Tefe's the kind of otter you see that looks like he just dove into a water, silky water, and came out ready to do a gum commercial or something. He's the smoothest otter in town. You know, if there was a place where otters performed or were viewed, that's just Tefe. It really gets on my nerves, but what can you do? He's my older brother. And he knows it, though. He knows he shines. So that's my house. I have quite a few friends. A close best friend that knows who they are, as well as a variety of other really close friends. And they know, in their hearts, that they're my best friend. but that I have other close friends too. So once upon a time, I had three close friends. I'm mentioning in no particular order: Willow, Elijah, and Vaughn. Those are my three friends. And since then, I've made a new friend named Billy. But before we met Billy, it was just Willow, Elijah, and Vaughn, and I. LJ and V, they go by. Willow just goes by Willow. I don't know why, like, she doesn't go by Willow or O. But maybe she will start going by that. But so we used to play a role-playing game called Bards and Big Bunnies. We were also into, like, dressing up in historical as characters and performing and stuff like that. And we're in middle school. Tefe's in high school. Bards and Big Monies is a game, like a role-playing game about the big things in life. Music and bards from the olden days and big bunnies who would come and try to take your town's resources and the bards that would protect the town with the power of song, along with other adventurers. And one night we were playing Bards and Big Bunnies. We finished the game. But on the way home, Willow took a road less taken on her water bike. And we thought she took a road less taken where she moved away to the big city, River Bottom, Henson Town, someplace like that, recorded an album, like started her musical career, which, you know, other people have in middle school, but we didn't know about it. And also the first album that arrived in our town by like right after Willow left, which was very efficient, was about goofing on our town. Most of the songs were making fun of our town. And we said, you know, something wasn't right there. Willow would have told us, how could you record an album and put it out in just a few days? Even Willow, while she would goof on us, she wouldn't goof on us. And I mean, she was big into parody music. So we just thought it was strange. And the whole thing, we didn't buy it. At the same time, right after it happened, we didn't even buy it. So we were looking for Willow and the paths less taken, Darkenwood and all those places. And that's where we met Billy. Now, Billy was a duck-billed beaver who had come from a place beyond the swamp. Now, okay, so we live in a swamp, surrounded on three sides by swamp, which to some of you might not understand is like a variety of, like, swamp's a general term. There's some forest, there's some swamp, there's some muck. And that goes on and on and on, greater swamp area. On one side, though, it's bisected by road, and that's the place beyond the swamp. Technically, I think it's a swamp, but we don't go there. But there's also a road. Mysterious vehicles travel on the road, and we're not supposed to go on the road because there's vehicles that go by. And then beyond that is like an old visitor center and bog walk. That we're not supposed to go to. And we were looking, we said, well, did Willow go over near there or something? And that's when we found Billy, the duck-billed beaver. Turned out Billy was lost, or had left the place beyond the swamp, the visitor center. And Billy also had powers, magical powers of song. Billy could sing and make you, like, she could sing a song like Freeze Frame and you would freeze. She might sing a song like go to sleep, you would instantly go to sleep. So just like in the game Bards and Big Bunnies, Billy somehow had a powers through song, either superpowers or magical powers. And then we've been working with Billy trying to find Willow, but also LJ and Vaughn. LJ in particular said, well, aren't we supposed to just find Willow? Why are we helping this kid we don't even know, duck-billed beaver, which is odd anyway. And why are we getting caught up in this? So that's been an ongoing tension with all of us. We also recently discovered that we could use our tuning forks. If we follow our tuning forks, like for a sympathetic vibration, we thought we could find Oh, because we thought, we figured out that Willow had kind of gone to a place, we used Billy's powers to get a hold of Willow and discover that Willow is in a place called the Size Down, which is a bit like in the Southern Suave trilogy, we think, some sort of other parallel universe or something. And we're trying to find our way there using our tuning forks, which have a sympathetic vibration. We also have an electromagnetic tuning fork we made, two of them. But we followed those and we didn't find Billy. We found out, or we didn't find Will. We found out Billy was controlling them. And then Billy and Elijah had a big, strong disagreement. And Billy sang the song Impulsive, and Elijah ran away. And then we were upset with Billy, and we used strong words with Billy, and Billy ran away. So that's what's going on with us. But this part of the story is more about, so our town has the greater, like our local swamp authority. Our community resources are managed by our community resource manager, Bull, Leon the Frog. And he's really all around great frog, really cares about the community, a little bit of a curmudgeon. He discovered that the place beyond the swamp, something's going on there. And we'll get it more into that tonight. I've discovered more. But he said he's had the same reaction at first. Willow moved away. And somehow he hasn't 100% tied Willow to the place beyond the swamp, the visitor center. And below it is a whole complex where they're up to stuff. Willow's mom, Willow will live with her mom and her sister, her mom, Frances, and her sister, Dari. Frances is a bespoke, well, she works at a store, but one day she hopes to have her own bespoke wind chime business. She was communicating with Willow via wind chime to the place beyond the swamp. And she knew Willow was, but everybody doubted her. They said, no, Willow recorded an album and moved away. But now, of course, she's working with Bull because they said, oh, wait, you're right. You were right all along, Frances. Something's going on with Willow. Let's find out. Now, Dari, my Willow sister and my brother Tefe are working together as well. Now, Tefe, who knows what Tefe's motivations are? Probably, if there's a mirror involved, Tefe's in. But Dari is, of course, looking for her sister. And at first, she said, well, something's odd. She went to her dad's house in River Bottom with Tefe, and they discover, like, she discovered that Will wasn't at her dad's house. Her dad's a J-U-R-K. And then she came out to the car, which was our Uncle Emmett's vehicle, but Tefe was K-A-S-S-I-N-G-ing Dari's now former, you know, at that time, former best friend, Babs. Then they drove home. Then Babs went for a walk. Then Babs was also, they said, where'd Babs go? She just went for a walk. Now, did she go and record an album somewhere? And since then, Dari has been like, okay, something's going on. And then they discovered that Babs did encounter some sort of big bunny, or some big bunny that sings lullabies and makes sounds. So that's kind of where we left off. And before I get to the story here, here's our most famous performer, actor, sometimes a singer, an otter, and an all-around gentleman, Mr. Antonio Banderas. Thank you, Emma. Ladies is a gentleman, is a boys, is a girls, a friends beyond the binary. Don't worry. All will be well. Because it's time for otter things, splish, splash. Thanks, Antonio. So that's Antonio. And Antonio and I, we're going to play a Plinkety Plunk. So if you want to wait around, we'll play that later. So when we last left off, what I didn't tell you was, so we had our community resource fair, which is a big fair in our town, big deal. And while me and my friends were looking into stuff, Dari and Tefe were riding the Ferris wheel, and they were discussing what they didn't know. They only knew what Dari and Tefe knew. They didn't know what we knew, or even what Emma or what Francis or Bull knew. But they did know that Babs had encountered some sort of a giant bunny, maybe with goose or something. It was goose feathers. And there was carrots, and it was someplace on the edge of the swamp. So they were riding in the Ferris wheel going up. And then, you know, for a while, Tefe was relaxed. Dari was more trying to be focused on, well, what are we going to do? How are we going to solve this? What do you think? You think my sister, she also didn't know that all will be well at the time. You know, you never know that. Unless you have a part of you that constantly reminds you, don't worry, all's going to be well, you're going to be okay. But they didn't have me there with them saying that like you do, that everything's going to be well. So they were talking, and at the same time, Tefe, you know, Tefe likes to use, he is used to using the Ferris wheel for a couple activities, K-A-S-S-I-N-G, and hand-holding, arm-arounding, foot playing, or goober shooting at other kids or me and my friends from the Ferris wheel. Also talking of Tefe was distracted at look at that down there. There's my parents, blah, blah, blah. They know everything, you know, and so Tefe was also distracted, and they were talking about value systems and the value, you know. Tefe said, well, why do we live in, Tefe is a little bit of a contrarian to the way we live, community-based living, not 100% community-based. You know, we have our own individual home, you know, it's a nuanced system. And maybe that's it. You know, like, it's a little bit too much nuance for Tefe. But Tefe said, you know, why don't we have a system where, why can't I get, like, kind of thing? But Dari wasn't even listening. Tefe thought Tefe was making all these brilliant points about production and shining and, I don't know, individualism. That's what I think they call bootstrapping. And then Dari said, what? But Dari didn't realize that while Tefe, now I don't know if this was one of Tefe's techniques, he also had to put his arm around Dari. And Dari said, well, I just think, and she said, what do you, and then she said, well, this isn't bad. It's kind of comforting. It's reminding me all will be well. Because it was just, you know, when you're on a thing, you're just putting your arm up anyway. So she said, okay, well, let's just roll with this. And then she said, so you're going to, then she was kind of listening. She said, so you're going to rebel against your parents and the values of our society. She goes, isn't that what people do when they run away to become stars? Are you going to become a star, Tefe? Is that what you want? Tefe said, I don't know if I want to become a star. I just want people to recognize that I am a star. He goes, you're a star too, Dari. Like, you just don't see it. You know, this kind of stuff. Stuff that teens talk about. And, you know, some teens discover, yeah, I'd like to move to River Bottom and see. Like, R&B band. You know, that band was not about sharing community. Maybe they were, though. By sharing community resources. Or back when my uncle Emmett lived, that was before we switched over to community resources. And there was there was a lot of people that had control over more of the resources than everybody else. But it was a gradual change anyway. It wasn't a big upheaval, but that's what a teen's like sometimes. And then Tefe said, well, what are we going to do? And Dari said, we've got to go back, we should retrace our steps again. We should go out a little bit further than where we were last time. And we should look for carrots. Like, where, one of our clues is carrots. So we need to, and then Tefe said, wait a second. I remember this one time. Couple of my buddies and I, we had too many pop rocks or whatever. And we went out and we found this patch of wild carrots. I think they're wild carrots. And we were, you know, like playing, like pretending they were, we were dashing, like borrowed some big monies, basically. You know, this was kid stuff. I'm not a kid anymore, Dari. Don't worry about it. And Teffy kissed Teffy's bicep. But she said, wait a second, so there's giant carrots? I don't know if there is a giant carrot, but it could be in the carrot family. You're saying there's a giant swamp carrot. Where? And he said, well, not that far from where we were. And she goes, well, how long ago was that? And he goes, well, middle school, I guess. No, 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 grammar school. And she goes, so a few years ago. Let's go. So they got off of the thing. Now, they didn't notice that some of the other kids were watching them and kind of in scorn a little bit. But they headed out right then, out into the like the edge of the swamp, almost to the place beyond the swamp. And it does affect where you choose to live. Like now, Willow's family does live really far out because the road, there's just random vehicles and they're masked in mystery. So you don't want to be too close because you don't know when. They don't come through very often, but they make a lot of noise. And it's just these giant vehicles. And you don't want to have like a way to make sure your kids, you see, like the closer you live to the place behind the swamp, the more your kids are going to think, huh? Like, unless you have a mom like Frances, like she grew up and raised two grounded daughters that said, okay, well, we just won't go there. You just don't go there. Here's some sensible reasons why not. So it affects, like a lot of people choose to kind of have some distance and have some trees and other things between them and the road and the place behind the swamp. So we did get out there and that's where like I tried to walk home from there. But then Teffy said, don't walk home. And that's when we got the car and Babs was gone. So we parked there and then we started walking. And it was a long walk. And then Teffy was talking the same night. Now, this time, Dari was actually listening because they weren't on the Ferris wheel. And he was kind of saying, like, what if the bunnies were right? Like, what if the bunnies and bards and big bunnies, like the bards, maybe they're better off, would be better off. And then the whole tropey thing of, like, well, maybe we need the big bunnies, to keep us, working, if there wasn't anybody to take our resources, would we make our resources? And finally, Dari had enough, and she said, Teffy, I feel like you're operating from an ego-first position. And, and he said, are you saying I'm selfish? And she said, well, you seem to be self-interested, and we all are, but you seem to be fixated on justifying it instead of accepting it as part of being, part of your consciousness. And she said, I think you need to take a hard look at it. You may even have a little bit, you're a narcissist, by the way, too. And Teffy said, what would you like? She said, best we just don't talk. Let's just look for these carrots. But then it took forever, and then there was more tension because Dari said, are you making us take longer? Do you even remember where the carrots were? Do you remember any landmarks? And then Teffy said, I do remember a landmark. Because they headed, so if you headed straight, so I'll give you just a little bit of a map in your mind, a simple one. So the visitor center is, you could barely see it. Picture a road, like an aqueduct type road, rising up out of the swamp, maybe 10 feet, on a slant of ground. And beyond it is a visitor center, low-lying and dilapidated. And now to the, not that far from the visitor center is a tunnel that goes underneath, but it's it has a gate and stuff like that. So if you were to head towards the tunnel and then go left, like, and you go left for a while. Eventually, some more trees start to come up, and they separate. Like, so you had trees on the left, and then the road on the right. And then Teffy said, and remember, you could see, like, a pole sticking up on the road, because we were daring one another to climb up there and do it. And Dari said, did you? And Teffy said, well, I did the daring. I didn't do the doing. And then she said, okay, well, then what? And then Teffy said, well, then we go left into these, like, into all these trees. And eventually they started to see, like, now, again, I'm not a biologist or anything or an expert, so I don't know, but you sure see carrot butts or whatever you call them, carrot stalks, I guess maybe they're called, carrot greens, sticking up out of there. And they started looking, but they were giant. And she said, you played with these, and they're bigger than us now. And Teffy said, yeah, these are huge. No. When we were kids, they were as big as our arms, but these must be the same ones. And Dari said, well, then it's not a fruit or a vegetable. It's like it's part of the plant, the stem or something. So maybe they're not carrots. But she, like, dove down, and she said, it feels like a texture of a carrot, though. It's interesting. And Teffy said, well, now what? And Dari said, well, we keep looking around. And they kept looking around, and then eventually they found one that was, like, the top was nibbled off. And then she said, look over there, that one doesn't have any greens, but it's still sticking above the water. So it was about 3 feet above the water. And as they got closer to it, they saw that it went down, like, so it was hollowed out. It was like a giant carrot, but more of a, some sort of, it technically wasn't a root vegetable or something, because it was, it had been growing for years there, but I mean, I don't know anything. But it had been hollowed out, and it was so long that it went through, down the swamp, down the water. It was above the water line, and it was below the water line. And at first they said, huh, that's cool. I wonder what ate that. And then they started to look around, and it wasn't long before around that area they found, scraping against the other giant carrots, what could only be described as goo or goop, feathers and bunny fur, which they had seen in other places. And also, like, bunny, like, marks, like, the bunny had tried, like, some giant bunny had basically tried to eat some of the other carrots, but given up. And then Dari said, Teffy, eat one of those carrots. And Teffy said, well, what if the carrot's not full of nutrients? What if it doesn't taste good? And she said, just try to eat it. Trust me. She goes, just try. So Teffy tried to take a bite of the carrot, and he said it tasted a bit like sawdust mixed with something. He said it was gross, but not, like, he said, it doesn't taste like much. And she goes, do you think it's a carrot? And he goes, well, it's definitely, he goes, it's mealy, more mealy than a carrot. And Dari kind of circled the area, and Teffy said, what are you doing? And Dari said, I think we should look at this hole. And Teffy said, no, I don't think so. And Dari said, lower me down, like, in the hole, through the carrots. And Teffy said, no. Like, what if, like, we don't know how far down it goes. And Dari said, like, who cares? Like, just lower me down. Like, you got long arms. I thought you were an otter. I thought, you know, you're a long otter. You're very, and he said, okay. So he lowered Dari down, like, just like a giant tube, but basically she was going in. And actually, once she got in there, she was like, oh, wait, I can push my arms and my legs against the side and kind of climb down. And it is kind of mealy, but sturdy. And she climbed down, And she was climbing head first because she wanted to be able to see. Now, she'd also brought a lantern, of course, but so she got down there, and she said, she goes, there's a, it's like a cave or something or something. And then Taffy said, what, shave what? And then she dropped in, and then Taffy kind of looked in there, and she yelled, just wait for me, just wait up there for me. And he heard that because she was already at the bottom. And she dropped in, and it was basically not dry ground, but muck-like ground. And it was like a pocket of below the swamp of, now I would say that it was probably some sort of, like, I guess, like I did talk to a scientist about this, that these, whatever these root vegetables were, this was some sort of limestone. And this vegetable secreted something that enabled it to penetrate the limestone. That's why the swamp wasn't like, that's why it was sturdy above her. And then Dari just started going and walking, and it wasn't far. Like, there was only one direction, and there was clearly a big bunny tracks. And she said the big bunny, like, it was clear, it was higher ceilings, but that it was like, on the roof and the floor, like, it was like the bunny had to, like, crawl to get through there, because there's bunny fur and feathers on the floor and the walls. And she said, well, that's odd. And she kept going for a while, and then eventually she thought she heard some singing, and she saw a light ahead, so she turned down her lantern. And she listened, and she was like, she started to kind of recount her steps and kind of get a direction. And because she had gone a long way, she said, wait a second, this has got to be, I may be beyond the swamp. I may have gone under the road even. And she did kind of realize that it was sloped downward. So as each possible, like each thing, she was like going deeper and deeper, but a slow slope. And eventually she got closer, and she could swear she heard some singing. So she was really quiet. And then she eventually went into this area that opened up, and there was a bigger chamber. And then beyond it was like what looked like concrete, so it was like this bigger chamber, and the cave started to go into something that looked like concrete walls. But that was also covered with muck and stuff like that. And then she started to go down this, like, spiraling thing. And that's where the singing was coming from, a little bit below. And she said, wait a second, there's something ominous about this spiraling even lower. In the combination of a cave and then concrete and then muck, something feels a bit off. But then she got, like, a little bit lower, and then she realized that there was, like, it went lower further, but there was also another chamber off of, like almost like you took a, went down a few floors. And she said, that's where the singing's coming from. So she started to crawl. And remember, all will be well. Don't worry. This was actually soothing singing, like a bit like a lullaby or someone humming while they were working or something like that. And so she was crawling and trying to get closer and closer. And then she went into this room, and she started to look, and it was like a smaller, like, I don't know if you've ever seen when people celebrate the holiday season or some other season, or maybe they just decorate their house with, like, a miniature, or they have a train set, like a miniature town. She started to see that in the, like, she went into this room, and the streets, like, it was like this, it was all like made of, well, she wasn't sure if it was made of mud or some sort of like sandy cement, but it was like this dark mud sand, but not, it was hard. She touched it, version of their town, like a 1/8 or 1/20th version of the town. And it stretched across this chamber. and like big enough that she could almost like put her head in the buildings. So not like a different size than she said, wait a second, like I could almost get into one of these buildings just barely. And then she started to notice different like figures. But she still heard the singing, and this was in another room. So she kept going, and it was actually like she went to the edge of our town, and then at the edge of that town was a wall. But it, again, like painted at the wall was like what looked like the road, and it was being like drawn in a very crude way with mud and other things. And then the tunnel that went to the place beyond the swamp. And that's where the kind of sound was coming from. And then she tried to crawl in the tunnel, and she could swear, if you'd ask her, that she could see in the tunnel. She said she saw some mobiles in some giant cribs. But right as she thought she saw a giant crib, she slipped and she went splat, and then she heard something stop. Whatever was singing stopped singing, and then she heard a thump and everything shaked, and then she was like, that must be the big bunny. Thump, and then she saw it come out of into the hall. Like she was in a hall, the bunny had come out of the room with possibly giant mobiles and whatever. And the bunny saw her and thump, and Dari ran. And then she ran into town, and she was, now Dari, holy intelligence, Dari took her lantern and turned it on and then threw it in one of the bigger rooms, like one of the bigger things in town. And then she hid in one of the buildings. And so the bunny thumped, paused where she was hiding, but then thumped over to where the light was just barely shining out because Dari had thrown it all the way in the back of one of these model-type buildings of our town. And when the bunny got over there, Dari bolted right out of the thing and started running back. And again, she felt the bunny coming. Like first she got pretty far, then she heard the bunny chasing. But she said, okay, well, the bunny's going to have to go pretty slow in this last chamber. So she thought she was home free. And then she was yelling, Teffy, throw a rope, reach down. Now, meanwhile, Teffy was like totally chilling and actually like pensive, a little bit pensive. If you saw Teffy, but Teffy was looking, it was a full moon. Teffy was looking at Teffy's reflection in the water, you know, kind of talk. Do you really think I am, you know, am I caught up with myself? Is that all I care about? You know, back and forth type thing. And Dari's like yelling, Teffy, reach down for me. Now she got up there, and then she realized that, like, she had underestimated how many carrots or whatever carrot type things were sticking down through the limestone roof that so she was like, which one? She was having trouble. And then she heard the bunny getting closer and closer. And then she's like, Teffy, throw down the rope or something, your tail. And Teffy said, and then Teffy heard something. And then just in time, Teffy did hold on to the edge of the carrot and lower down. And then Dari saw Teffy's tail, and then she grabbed it. And then Teffy climbed out with Dari. And then they still bolted. They ran out of the swamp, jumped in, and they drove all the way back to my house, actually. And then they went downstairs in my house, and they said, wait a second, let's get cleaned up. And then Teffy was like, I can't believe my sister's having sleepovers, because they had the fort set up that Billy had been staying at. And meanwhile, I was in my bed asleep. This was after Billy had run away. I was already in bed. And because they had a good, time had actually passed in a different way for them, because but so Dari was like, holy cow, that was She goes, there is a big bunny. I think it has goose, like, but it has goose heads. She goes, there is a, like, I think it's like, I don't know. And Teffy said, well, what do you mean? And she said, well, let's just, let's snuggle for a little while. And let's just hug each other. And so they had a long hug. And she said, let's, like, you sleep on the couch there. I'm going to sleep in this tent. And then we'll talk about things in the morning. So they did that. And then, but Dari woke up, like, early. Now, Teffy is an easy sleeper, like everything else. But Dari woke up, and then eventually she woke Teffy up, and she said, okay. I've been thinking about it for most of the night. And Dari said, okay, here's what I think, Teffy. And Teffy said, okay. She goes, so there's a giant, some sort of giant bunny goose lives down there. And it has something to do with Babs or Will. And he goes, okay. And she goes, and that might have been the big bunny my mom saw. And he goes, well, should we tell anybody about it? She goes, no, we should deal with it. No one's going to believe us. Even if they did, she goes, it's strange. This is the oddest thing we'll ever encounter. And he said, do you mind if I ask, what do you think it's doing? And she goes, remember that book we had to read? She goes, it was singing lullabies. And I think I saw a crib. She goes, I think it's some sort of adult juvenile bunny goose. And maybe it's playing, like maybe it thinks Willow and Babs are like action figures. This is the only thing I can think of. Because she goes, they had this whole like a giant version of our town. And it just doesn't make any sense. And he goes, well, so what should we do? And she goes, well, we should, she goes, it takes a carrot to catch a carrot. She goes, we got to find this bunny, get it away from there, and see if Willow and Babs are there. And find out who's in charge of this adult juvenile bunny. That's what I'm guessing, but I'm not sure. She goes, so we got to, like, lure it away, basically. And he goes, how are we going to do that? And she goes, well, carrots, real carrots, though. She goes, we got to go gather some, we got to get all the carrots we can, as many carrots as we can. Goose chase a goose with and get a bunny with carrots. And they said, okay, let's do it. So then they got up and they started driving around town and they went to all, like, the few shops we have in town, bought all the carrots in the entire store. And they said, you're going to leave any carrots for anybody else? They said, no. And they said, what are you making? They said, carrot miso soup, and they said, okay. And then they said, well, who, anybody else had a carrot? So they bought an entire truckload of carrots, bushels and bushels of carrots. But then as they were filling the truck with the last bushels of carrots, they just noticed people were laughing, particularly at Dari, but at both of them. And they said, what are you laughing at? Teffy said, because Teffy doesn't. And they said, oh, I guess Babs' street team, we're just guessing if it's going to be anything like. So then they went down and they saw a bunch of kids that Teffy knew, the hip crowd or whatever. And they were making chalk art on the walls of buildings of imaginary versions of Babs' album. They said, we heard Babs signed an album, just like your sister. We figured if she was goofing on anybody, it'd be the two of you. And so they had made fake album covers. This wasn't real albums, but they had like Worst Kisser in the World with Teffy crying and Babs singing. You know, then they had stuff about Dari not being a good friend or being, bringing my friend to the party who didn't get invited. I think that was one of the ones that kind of burned, that, upset Dari the most. And they said, we demand you take that down. And then they said, where do you think they got them? I said, this is really the songs. We're just recreating them. And she said, what do you mean? And one of the kids had, now this is very expensive. It was a portable audio disc player. It had just come out in the past couple of years. And they said, the street team really was here. They like gave us previews of the album. Now these were unmarked previews. So they didn't have, they weren't as advanced as the ones of Willis that had been found. They didn't have any album art. They're just CDs and tapes. And Darcy, give it to me. And she listened, and it was music, and it was a teenager singing, but it was not Babs. It was like, and Darcy said, this is awesome singing. And I know Babs. Babs doesn't sing like this. But they were singing, those were two of the songs. So it was a real album of someone named Babs. Because she said, I'm Babs, and I'm, you know, I'm Babs, and I'm bad, and I'm here to make Tefe sad. Kisses like a dad. And how do you say that? It means he kisses bad. Like songs like, and now then the young woman who Dari had taken it from was trying to take it back, and then it got dropped, and it broke. And that was a very expensive thing to buy. So then the community resource officer is supposed to settle and mediate disputes like that. So immediately some of the assistant resource officers showed up. Dari had said no. Then I want, like, then there was a disagreement about who, if Dari was going to have to make amends for being, and she said, it's not my fault though. And then the kids also said Dari and Tefe were the ones that did the art that you weren't supposed to do. So they said, you're going to have to come with us, like, back to the community resource, you know, office. You're going to have to call your parents, and, you know, we're going to have to do some restorative justice work here. And we're going to have to take a close look at this and work with you. And they said, well, we got stuff to do. We got a truckload full of carrots. They said, what do you got a truckload full of carrots for? And they said, well, no one's going to bother your carrots. They're your carrots, right? And Tefe said, my mom is going to flip. I have filled my uncle's truck with carrots. She's going to think it's a goof. He said, let me at least tarp it. And they said, fine, tarp your carrots and then come back to the community resource office. So they had to drive all the way back to the community resource office, and, you know, they were like, obviously, like, this is inconvenient because we're about to find that. It was a little bit embarrassing. Dari was kind of feeling like, geez, I kind of overreacted there. And when they got there, Tefe said, thanks for sticking up for me. And Dari said, what do you mean sticking up for me? He said, well, you got, that song was about that I'm not a good kisser. I can't believe, I thought Babs liked my kissing. And, I always thought I was good at it. And Dari said, you practice a lot with your hand or something? And Tefe said, with my pillow. I kiss my pillow. I know it's not ideal, but, you know, it helps with my visualizations. And Dari kind of laughed at that, but she said, I wasn't sticking up for you. I was trying to figure out if it was really Babs on there, which it was not. But everybody in the whole community resource office was listening to this, and they said, oh, so there was a bad, you did, because everybody likes Tefe in town. Holy moly, Tefe's popular with the adults, because he knows how to make the adults feel good, compliments them. You know, says great job. And they said, well, that's so nice of you to. And they said, what is all the carrots for, Tefe? And said, Tefe said, well, I'm doing a carrot drive, a new thing. It's a carrot drive. You know, I heard about some bunnies outside of town. And everybody's like, oh, we're talking about restoring our hope and justice. Maybe not restorative justice, Tefe. And they said, this must just be another one of your admirers then. And Darge rolled her eyes. And then she said, can I take a nap here while I wait for my mom? Because my mom's got a lot on her plate, by the way. And she kind of curled up. And then Tefe kind of started to nod off and say, well, maybe I'm not so. I'm trying to help Dar here get to the bottom of this otter thing. So maybe I can rest and not feel as odd about that. Yeah, I have a little bit of self-interest. Maybe I have some misguided ideas. But maybe I can help Dari use these carrots to figure out this big bunny situation. And just remember, for now, all will be well. Good night. I want to thank everybody who became a patron recently. Donna, Jacqueline, and Raquel. Thank you. Thanks. And good night. Amanda, Create Infinity, and Aurora. Thank you. Thanks. And I, Colin, Kagani, and Emily. Thank you. Thanks. And good night. Amanda, Kim, and Ashley. Thanks. Good night. Sam, Lori, and David. Thank you. Thanks. And good night. Kelsey, Owen, and Amanda. Thanks. And good night. Meg, Scott, and Elizabeth. Thank you. Thanks. And good night. Kimberly, Amanda, and Tarun. Thanks. And good night. Tant, Maddie, and Adam. Thank you. Thanks. And good night. Joseph, Arena, and Sarah. Thank you. Thanks. And good night. Jaime, Helen, and Ivy. Thanks. And good night. And Natalie and Little Miss. Thank you. Thanks. And good night. To everybody that supports the show, I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it. Sleeping exists a free podcast because people that support the show directly on Patreon support our sponsors. And the podcast grows by people just spreading the word, letting people know in natural conversation when it comes up. And speaking of spreading the word, here's something I want you to know about. Thanks and good night. All right, everybody, Scoots here. I'm doing our month in review on Sleep With Me Plus, which is similar, if you're still listening on Patreon, if you could think about moving over, but it's going to be similar to what you would have seen there this month. And as far as the ad-free episodes, a lot of them are coming out in the ad-supported feed that you all listen to as well. I got to find the right podcast app. So I was also buying time because, on Sleep With Me Plus, one of the main differences, everything is separated out into its own feeds. So there's four different podcasts. I'm going to start with the bonus episode podcast. So it just has bonus shows. And on March 2nd, a mayor tour, Welcome to Scooterville, a postie special edition super deluxe episode came out. These are really cool. They come out on a couple Saturdays a month. And these are something that's just really important, been really important to me. Ideally down the road, we'll have budget to do more or somebody else even do a version two. But it's basically Chris Postie Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful. It takes an episode of Sleep With Me and reimagines it in a sense, which that's pretty much it. That's all the instructions for Chris. Hey, take an episode, reimagine it. But this year, Chris has been doing this for years. So in the bonus feed is years and years and years of this. As a matter of fact, in the bonus feed I'm looking at, there's 377 episodes. I think that's in the Boar Besties feed. But so right now in 2024, is that what year it is? Chris is doing this Scooterville series. So definitely worth checking out if you're like, love Sleep With Me, you're looking for something like a little bit different with some sound design, you want to listen to it during the day, or a lot of people, when they start to support the show and they discover these, this is what they sleep to because everybody's a little bit different. What else we got in this feed? Audio news, Scooterville, Contact, TNG Contact Part 2 came out since I think we last recorded this. And then a Fearless Flyer episode is about to come out. I think maybe this week, the February Fearless Flyer episode. Okay, then Boar Besties and Boar Friends also get a feed with all intro and all night shows. So Thursday night, all intro episode came out. Weird, the all night episode. I might have archived it. But Big Farm in the Sky, PI. Huh, I guess there's an all-night episode that's going to come out or should be in this feed that is, so doesn't seem to be there. So this is good. I'm checking this. This is live quality control. Maybe it's in another feed. I put it in the wrong feed. But yeah, not sure which one it is either. So I'll have to look into that. So that's interesting. Okay, then you get a feed with ad-free full episodes. And so they don't have any, they don't have the supporter zone. They don't have the sponsor stuff. They don't have the mystery bard music or the thank yous at the end. But they are something that, because you can listen to that in the ad supported version, right? But so let's see, episode 1245 came out Sunday. That was Great British Bake Off episode 8. Multiplex episode 3 came out. Hickory Dickory Farms. Ren Fair with Ray came out March 3rd, 1243. 1242 Bake Off episode 7 came out February 25th. Multiplex episode 2 came out. Julius J. Juice. What else we got? 1240 Apple Cider Redo. That was Trader Joe's Shop and Cook episode. Big retraction in that one. You know, retracted my opinion on apple cider donuts from Trader Joe's. So, yeah, and then the audio news. And then in story only, we had, C12, the same thing. Everything comes out on Sleep With Me Plus. This is so cool. There's something we only have been able to do since we moved to a new platform, is we're able to put out the story only episodes and the full episodes on the same day because they're in separate podcasts. We couldn't do that on the old platform because everything would just been too clogged up and it would just been too confusing for a large number of people. So now, yeah, story only, there's like a lot of story only fans and yeah, they got the same thing. Great British Bake Off 8, Multiplex 3, Ren Fair with Ray, Great British 7, Multiplex 2, Trader Joe's Shop and Cook, Apple Cider, then Dessert Week, Great British Bake Off, whatever, Episode 6, Multiplex 1, Wandering Towers, Board Game Unboxing. So yeah, that's everything that came out this week. I don't have my calendar in front of me. I've been working really hard at the planning calendar, and we got some exciting stuff coming up to sleep to. That's so exciting, you don't need to listen to it. What do we have? Multiplex 7 I recorded yesterday. Started writing Multiplex 8 today. These are a couple months away, but the Guild, the web series of the Guild, did a part of season 1 of that, and we're definitely going to do season 1 of that and probably season 2, maybe go on, I don't know, maybe do season 1 and season 2 and take a break. Those will be coming out late spring, early summer. I came up with two new ideas for random Tuesday episodes, one with pillow, like other plush friends, a pillow pet, and then another one that would be called the Marble Vagabond. And those were episode ideas that came out of intros. Neither of those has been recorded, though. Those intros were recorded. The Marble Vagabond intro will be in part 2 of our coverage of the movie Bring It On. What else have we recorded? We did an episode called Willy Wonka Interactive Experience Immersive Adventure, which I was really happy with. And that's going to be a new genre of Sleep With Me style show of like poorly run immersive experiences, like the one like that kind of got a lot of press, and we got to work on the audio for something very similar, but it was called the Willy Wonka Experience. Also not a very high budget experience, but at least it had audio from Scoots or a narrator like Scoots. So that'll come out late spring, early summer. And then our crossover series, we got three episodes done, episode 2, 3, and 4 from season 1. So that'll be coming out this spring too and summer. So yeah, that's everything right now. And thanks so much. If you're listening to this, a free feed, it'd be great. If you think about supporting the show at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. This enables us to do everything we do, and those of you that support the sponsors, we also really count on those of you that just spread the word about the show. So thank you for doing that, and that's it. Good night, everybody.